This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during 9th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha. In second video episode released today, the Prime Minister addressed on overcoming stress and anxiety during exams. During the interaction, Modi encouraged students to begin their entrepreneurial journey with small startups. Further, stressing on importance of civic responsibility, he said disciplined daily behavior plays a crucial role in nation building. On maintaining the balance between studies and passion, the Prime Minister said both are equally valuable and can be balanced effectively. Responding to a question on whether artificial intelligence and technology should be feared and how students can use technology to build their careers, he described technology as a powerful teacher not to be feared of and encouraged students to embrace it with awareness and responsibility, using it as a tool for learning, innovation and growth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced a special economic package of $175 million for Seychelles. Addressing a joint press meet after meeting President of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Harmony in New Delhi, Modi said this package will support social housing, e-mobility, vocational training, health, defense and maritime security. India and Seychelles have also signed 7 MOUs across various sectors including health, meteorology, electronics and information technology and good governance. The agreements include technical and scientific collaboration between India and Indian Meteorological Department and Seychelles Meteorological Authority. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 11 a.m. tomorrow. Earlier today, the Lok Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition members' uproar. The opposition members continued with their protest, disrupting the proceeding of the House on general discussion on Union Budget 2026-27 after the first adjournment at 12 noon. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the Union Budget on 1st of this month. The Department of Education, Tirap, Arunachal Pradesh, along with the district administration, convened a district-level coordination meeting to ensure smooth, fair and peaceful conduct of CBSE examinations for the academic session 2025-26 scheduled to begin from 17th of this month. During the meeting, DC Techu Aran emphasized on importance of advanced preparedness and directed officers and officials of all concerned departments to visit the examination center at least a week before to assess the availability of required facilities and take necessary follow-up action as per departmental responsibilities. He further urged all officials deployed on examination duty to discharge their responsibilities with utmost sincerity, dedication and professionalism to ensure a hassle-free examination process. Arunachal Pradesh Education and Elite Minister Pasang Dorje Sona today flagged off His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama Heritage Trail as part of the 5th edition of Eagle Nest Bird Festival at Kamengbari in West Kameng District. The trail holds deep historical and spiritual significance as it follows the very route through which His Holiness entered India in 1959. He also laid foundation stone for ecotourism conservation camp at Kamengbari. The minister in a social media post said, "The festival has beautifully highlighted remarkable efforts in forest conservation and meaningful initiatives taken to sensitize younger generation towards protecting biodiversity and living in harmony with nature. Equally uplifting was the vibrant showcase of the rich cultural diversity where different communities came together in a spirit of unity, brotherhood and mutual respect. This festival truly reflected the essence of Arunachal Pradesh, rooted in tradition, bound by nature and strengthened by togetherness. A one-day capacity building training and farmers interaction program on bio fortified rice varieties under NEH program was conducted today at Jomkang Hall in Tawang in Arunachal Pradesh. The program was organized by KVK Tawang along with ICAR Indian Institute of Rice Research, IIRR, Hyderabad, Telangana. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.